Elizabeth Warren, without evidence, accuses Trump of making creepy physical threats. By Joshua Kaplan on October 15, 2018. Senator Elizabeth Warren on Monday evening, DMA, accused President Donald Trump, without citing any evidence, of making creepy physical threats against her after the president demanded that progressive senator and Democrat 2020 hopeful apologize for grossly overstating her Native American heritage. The war of words follows a Boston Globe report released earlier today revealing Warren possesses, at most, 1/64th Native lineage, according to a DNA test. "We all know why it real Donald Trump makes creepy physical threats about me, right? He's scared," Warren tweeted along with a video of President Trump criticizing the Democrat over her DNA test results. "He's trying to do what he always does to women who scare him. Call us names, attack us personally, shrink us down to feel better about himself. It may soothe his ego, but it won't work." Speaking before reporters during a briefing on the government's Hurricane Michael recovery efforts in Macon, Georgia, President Trump said Warren owes the country an apology regarding the test results. "What's the percentage? 1/1000th. The president said. "I'll only do it if I can test her personally. And that will not be something I enjoy doing, either." Both Trump and Warren were referring to a July rally speech in Great Falls, Montana, where the president joked he would gently toss her a kit for a DNA test during a 2020 presidential debate. President Trump, who mockingly refers to Warren as Pocahontas, has urged the 2020 Democrat hopeful as of late to run for president. "Her candidacy would be very easy to beat," he told reporters Monday morning before boarding Marine One. In addition to earning the president's scorn, the Cherokee Nation blasted Warren for falsely claiming she possesses Native American heritage. "Current DNA tests do not even distinguish whether a person's ancestors were indigenous to North or South America," Chuck Hoskin Jr., the Cherokee Nation's secretary, said in a statement. "It makes a mockery out of DNA tests and its legitimate uses while also dishonoring legitimate tribal governments and their citizens, whose ancestors are well documented and whose heritage is proven. Senator Warren is undermining tribal interests with her continued claims of tribal heritage."